Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. This is the last chapter of Nehemiah. We'll actually finish it tomorrow, and then the day after that, we're going to start a new book of the Bible, and it's going to be fun. Okay, so this is Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 1 through 15 in the web version of the Bible. It's called the World English Bible. It says this: On that day, they read in the book of Moses in the hearing of the people, and it was found written in it that an Ammonite and a Moabite should not enter into the assembly of God forever because they didn't meet the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. However, our God turned the curse into a blessing. It came to pass when they had heard the law that they separated all the mixed multitude from Israel. Now before this, Eliashib, the priest, who is appointed over the rooms of the house of our God, being allied to Tobiah, had prepared for him a great room where they laid the meal offerings, the frankincense, the vessels, and the tithes of the grains, the new wine and the oil, which were given by commandment to the Levites, the singers, and the gatekeepers, and the wave offerings for the priests. But in all this, I was not at Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I went to the king, and after some days I asked leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem and understood the evil that Eliashib had done for Tobiah in preparing him a room in the courts of God's house. It grieved me severely. Therefore, I threw all Tobiah's household stuff out of the room. Then I commanded, and they cleansed all the rooms. I brought them into the vessels of God's house with the meal offerings and the frankincense again. I perceived that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, so that the Levites and the singers who did the work had each fled to his field. Then I contended with the rulers and said, "Why is God's house forsaken?" I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then all Judah brought the tithe of the grain, the new wine, and the oil to the treasuries. I made treasurers over the treasuries, Shemaiah of the priests and Zadok the scribe, and of the Levites, Pedaiah, and next to them was Hanan, son of Zakur, the son of Mattaniah, for they were counted faithful, and their business was to distribute to their brothers. Remember me, my God, concerning this, and don't wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for its observances. In those days, I saw some men treading wine presses on the Sabbath in Judah, bringing in sheaves and loading donkeys also with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of burdens, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day in which they sold food. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I'm always really convicted when I read about the life of Nehemiah. He was one who was not only able to discern the evil in his midst, but he also did something about it. And so when there was a defiling of your temple, he walked in and he finished it, he fixed it. And Lord, as I think about now that I am the temple of the Holy Spirit, and although I don't always know, or I'm not always well acquainted with how far I have sinned, and I know that's your job, because I know I can pray, "Search me, Lord, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts." You are the one that can find those hard parts of my heart. But Lord, as you go into my temple, into my life, and into our lives, would you show us some of those places where we need to kick some things out, where we need to do some battle on behalf of our souls? Lord, where we have let some idols sneak in, or we have worshiped at the altar of ease, or worshiped at the altar of control. Lord, I confess that to you today, both of those things. There have been times where I have been far more concerned about my ease than I have been concerned about my holiness, or I've been more concerned about controlling my situation than I am in relinquishing control to you. And so, Lord, I need you to be that Nehemiah that the Holy Spirit would reveal to me and reveal to us what it is that we need to get rid of in this temple. And Lord, we thank you that there is also a very high value placed on Sabbath. And Lord, I know for me, this is another area where I fall short. I don't rest enough. I don't trust that you are running the world without me. I think you need my help, which is so arrogant and not good. So Lord, I confess that to you today. I confess that this week, when I should have been resting, I was not. And I was working in the marketplace. And so Lord, please help us all. please help us all to rest when we are supposed to rest, to entrust our lives to you, to let you have free reign in our temple so that you can clean out what is messy and dirty and unholy. We surrender to you again, not for our sake, but for yours and for your kingdom. We want to be used by you for your kingdom. We want to experience your love, your grace, and your forgiveness, but we also want to give it away to others. So would you equip us today to do just that? In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Really appreciate you and all of your dedication to the Word of God and also just to be prayed for. So I'm really grateful for you, and I hope you have an amazing day.